This is the Menendez Brothers, Quest for Justice from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay, buckle up, because today's deep dive is one of those stories that makes you go, hold on, how is that connected? We're diving into the Menendez Brothers case. Yeah, that one from the 90s. But get this, there might be a link to the Latin American boy band Menudo.
Menudo. Wow. Okay, this is already juicy.
Right. So the Menendez brothers, you know, two brothers, crazy wealthy, living in Beverly Hills, end up killing their parents. It was the trial of the decade. Everyone remembers where they were when the verdict came back. And their defense was that their dad, Jose Menendez, had abused them for years.
Yeah, intense case. Lots of debate about if the abuse claims are true.
Exactly. Now, on the other side, you've got Menudo. Think global sensation, even bigger than the Backstreet Boys, especially in Latin America and Asia. Stadiums full of screaming fans, you name it.
Oh, yeah. Menudo was huge. They were like a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
Didn't they have this whole thing where members would cycle out once they got too old?
They did, which, you know, looking back, is a whole other conversation about exploitation.
Yeah, definitely raises some red flags.
And that brings us to why this all ties together. One of Menudo's most famous members, Roy Rosello, recently came out with some really serious accusations against the group's manager, Edgardo Diaz. Rosello says Diaz abused him for years, starting when he was just 13. He even filed a police report. He's determined to get justice.
Wow, that's awful. What does this have to do with the Menendez brothers? You said there was a connection.
There is, and it's a doozy. So, as if the accusations against Diaz weren't bad enough, Rosello then claims that Jose Menendez, yes, that Jose Menendez was also involved.
Like, seriously, how?
Rosello says that Diaz basically delivered him to the Menendez home, and that's where Jose Menendez assaulted him when he was only 14.
This is insane. I mean, is there any proof? How does he even remember all of this?
Well, according to Rosello, he remembers specific details about the Menendez house. And a new docuseries about all of this even suggests that there may have been some kind of twisted agreement between Diaz and Jose Menendez. Remember, Menendez was a high-up executive at RCA Records back then.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he was. So, are you saying this could have been a cover-up?
That's what some people are saying, and honestly, it makes you wonder what else might be hidden beneath the surface of these stories.
No kidding. This is heavy stuff. We're talking about abuse, potential cover-ups, and a direct tie to one of the most infamous murder cases ever.
Right. This is why we had to deep dive into this. There's just so much to unpack here. So, where do we even go from here? I mean, this is a lot to process. We've got some serious questions about Diaz, the Menendez brothers, even the music industry as a whole.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's start with Diaz. These are some very serious accusations against him. And while he's denying everything, this time does feel different.
It does, right? I mean, it's not just rumors anymore. You've got Rosello going on record, filing a police report, and he just seems so credible.
Right. And you can't ignore the fact that this isn't the first time Diaz has been accused of this type of behavior. There's a pattern here. And it makes you wonder if maybe, just maybe, this could be the thing that finally catches up to him.
You think he could actually face legal repercussions this time?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, prosecutors are going to have to take a really hard look at all of this. And then there's the question of what this means for the Menendez brothers.
I know what you're thinking. It's not like this is going to get them out of prison, right?
Probably not, no. But, and this is important, remember, their whole defense was based on the abuse they said they endured from their father, Jose Menendez.
Which, let's be honest, a lot of people didn't believe back then. It was a different time. People weren't as open about talking about abuse.
Exactly. But now you have Rosello, someone completely removed from that family dynamic, making similar accusations against Jose Menendez. If what Rosello is saying is true, and investigators can back it up, well, that adds a whole new layer of credibility to the brothers' claims.
It's like they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Even if it doesn't change the outcome of their case, it makes you re-examine everything you thought you knew about it.
For sure. It really highlights how sometimes the truth takes time to come out. And speaking of the truth coming out, we can't forget about that new Ryan Murphy series about the Menendez brothers that everyone's talking about.
Oh, yeah. With all of this new information coming to light, you have to wonder how they're going to handle it.
Right. I mean, do they include Rosello's story? Do they try to ignore it? They're in a tough spot.
It almost feels like they have to address it now, doesn't it? Ignoring it would be like leaving out a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Totally. Which brings us to the bigger issue here, the music industry and its dirty little secrets.
The stuff they don't show you in those glamorous music videos.
Exactly. For years, it's been this open secret that young artists, especially those just starting out, are incredibly vulnerable to exploitation and abuse. And they often don't speak up because they're terrified of what it'll do to their careers.
Trapped in a system that keeps them silent? It's awful. Someone needs to be in their corner looking out for them.
That's the thing, right? It goes beyond just the abusers themselves. It's the managers, agents, record executives, and even media outlets that turn a blind eye. Because, let's be real, they all benefit from the status quo.
So it's like this unspoken agreement to protect the industry at all costs, even if it means sacrificing the well-being of these young artists. And it's easy to get caught up in the headlines and the big names, but at the heart of it, we're talking about real people, often just kids, whose lives are forever changed by this kind of abuse.
And it's not just their careers, right? It's their mental health, their relationships, how they see themselves. That kind of trauma can stay with you forever.
It's true. It really makes you think about that ripple effect, you know? Like, one thing leads to another and another. So what can we even do? This feels so systemic, so ingrained in the industry. How do we even start to fix it?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But I think a huge part of it is simply breaking the silence. The more we drag these issues out into the open, the more we force everyone to look at what's happening, the harder it becomes for abusers to hide.
Right. Shine a light on those dark corners. It's like they say sunlight is the best disinfectant. And a big part of that is actually believing survivors when they do find the courage to speak up. For so long, victims have been silenced or ignored, even blamed for what happened to them. It's sickening.
It really is. We need to flip the script on that. It shouldn't be the victim's burden to prove they're telling the truth. The industry needs to create an environment where people feel safe coming forward in the first place.
And then actually hold abusers accountable, no matter how famous or powerful they are. No more sweeping it under the rug to protect the brand or the bottom line.
100%. There have to be real, tangible consequences for that behavior. And it can't just be a one-off. We're talking about systemic change if we want to see things really improve.
So what would that look like, practically speaking? What needs to happen?
Well, first off, we need stronger safeguards to protect young artists. I'm talking background checks for managers and agents, confidential ways for people to report abuse, maybe even independent hotlines where people can reach out anonymously without fear of losing their careers.
Basically a safety net so these young artists don't feel like they're totally alone and powerless.
Exactly. And education is key too. We need to be teaching them their rights, what to watch out for, what those red flags look like,
yeah,
and encouraging them to speak up if something feels off.
You know, it's interesting. Rosello has said he hopes that by coming forward, he can help the Menendez brothers in some small way. Like, he sees it as part of his own healing process.
It's a good reminder that even in the midst of such a dark and difficult situation, there can be a glimmer of hope. There's power in speaking your truth, in finding support, in knowing you're not alone. And hopefully by having these conversations, we can start to create a safer and more just industry for everyone.
It's a lot to process, that's for sure. This deep dive has taken us from boy bands to murder trials to a much broader discussion about power, abuse, and the responsibility we all have to protect the vulnerable. It's not easy to hear, but it's so necessary to talk about.
Absolutely. It feels like things are finally starting to shift, though. The fact that we are having these discussions that people are demanding better, that gives me hope.
Me too. We've got a long way to go, but every conversation, every voice that speaks up brings us one step closer to real change.
Want to know more about the Menendez brothers? Just search the Menendez brothers Quest for Justice wherever you get podcasts and press subscribe. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today,